Are you ready?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. I heard Granato use fray again today.
Did he?
And he used it the right way, just the way I do. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Tuesday. Way back Wednesday. Tomorrow we're working on it. Don't worry about it. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we do like we always do. If you missed the first 2 hours of the show, first of all, what's wrong with you? Second of all, download the app. And if you don't know how to do that, while you're doing that, you can catch up on the first 2 hours of the show. You go to ESPN975.com. You click on the show tab. You can find the 2 hours of the show that you missed. And then while you're there, you can also on the front page, download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. Never miss a minute of the show again. Barry, you had some interesting information. Very, very cool. Marvin, who called our show yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought he was a local kid.
See, I did too, but he hit me up on private message and he said, hey, love the show. Thanks for having me on. I found you guys on TuneIn Radio and I'm a listener now. You guys are funny. I enjoyed the show, so I'm going to be listening from now on. So shout out to Marvin, who, by the way, is in Philly. He's not even a local guy. He just found us on TuneIn. He's now a loyal listener. So we appreciate it, man.
That for those, is the neatest thing I thought.
And so for those who missed the show yesterday, he was...
He's a blind and deaf football player. And he was on the Ellen show. And it's a great... Like, just Google it. Just Ellen blind football player. And you'll find Marvin and his story. And it's a fascinating story. He talked about how when he was 8, he lost his sight and his hearing at the same time. He got a cochlear implant to help him be able to hear. But still plays football and... was going to college afterwards. That was a couple years ago when he was on the Ellen show. That one YouTube video from the Ellen show got like 8 million views.
Yeah.
So Pac-Man Joel with the nice dime was like, you should get him to do your 15 podcast. Yep. About people that went viral. So I hit him up on that. I was like, hey, you want to do it? He said, I'm down. So look for that one too.
That'll shout out fun. To Marvin Pearson.
No doubt.
Yeah,
very
Marvin
cool.
Pearson, we appreciate you. And the fact that I just thought, you know, of all the things, because one, I'm glad you clarified that because you and I and Nick were talking about it. He's on Ellen. He was on our show. He's talking very, very, I mean, his communication skills are fantastic.
Yep.
But then it said he was deaf. So it explains it that, you know, he had the implant, so at least he can hear too. But then you watch the videos and you watch the interview and go, what a great dude.
Yeah. Really great story too. Very inspirational.
So that's really neat. And the fact that he's listening in Philly kind of blew my mind. But, I mean, that shows you the power of how people can listen to whatever the hell they want. And you can see whatever you want these days. It's fantastic.
Dude, wait till you get on the internet. You're going to love it.
I'm working on it. You know, I'm going one place. I heard that this FacePlay space. It's like the thing to do.
If you'll get rid of that dial-up, you'll love it. It's...
Well, then I'd have to get rid of my rotary phone, too, and that's something that I'm not sure I'm going to have pass through my house.
See, you guys never – you probably – well, I don't know. Did y'all have a cradle modem? Do you know what that even is?
Nope.
You don't know what that is?
Nope.
Nick, you have no idea.
No.
My mother was in real estate for years, and when this was back in – oh, gosh, I was in high school, so I want to say this was late 80s, maybe early 90s. She used to have this cradle modem. It's where you would pick up your phone from, like, just a regular-ass phone – dial the number, and then you would set the whole phone on this box.
Oh, is that like you put the receiver down on it, and right?
It's called a cradle modem.
Okay.
And then your phone would yell at this box, and that's how you would get on the internet. It was all done, not through the phone line, but you had to use the phone as the cradle modem.
And like a fax going through, you would hear it connecting with the...
Google cradle modem. You'll be like, what on earth?
Kinda even Google doesn't even know what a cradle modem is. I swear.
I didn't know that was the term for it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why when you Google it, there's like signal boosters that pop up that are for sale on Amazon. What's a damn cradle modem?
It's called a cradle modem. Yeah, that's exactly what it's called.
That might be entertaining. How'd you spell it, Nick?
Yeah, how'd you spell it?
C-R-A-D-L-E.
You Google fix that for you, huh?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
If you go to Google
C-R-A-Y.
Images,
C-R-A-Y.
Dude, yeah, go to Google Images. The first picture is it's called an acoustic coupler, but it's a cradle modem. That was the term for it.
See, you coupler in broadcasting terms, a coupler is exactly what I would understand because that's what they called it,
sex.
And then they used it all the time when doing radio broadcasts via the phone lines. They used a coupler.
Yep. But go look, yeah, just click on Google Images for cradle modem. That used to be how you would get on the internet.
Thank God I wasn't around then, man.
It's that kind of sucked. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, there's
what being around.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Mom
used to have one of those, and what was great is if you made a lot of noise, it would mess it up. Because I would come in like screaming or something. She'd be like, "Stop screaming! I'm on the internet," and it would be all. You could mess it up if you picked up the phone line in the house somewhere else. It would mess it up.
But it
was
also,
horrible.
Like I said,
horrible.
When you're sending a fax, it would make the same kind of noises when you were connecting, like when you were sending a fax.
Yeah.
You want all that again, Nick, or did you get all that?
I got all that.
Okay, good. All right, now be ready to hit the button because, you know, the king of the censored list is calling in. Fort Worth Jay wants in. And it's always a red flag to see in the comments of what he's calling for. I told you so. This could go a million different directions, and none of them are positive. Jay, what's up?
Wait a minute. Now, I'm trying to figure out how y'all continue to chastise me for one blooper call. Just one.
One blooper call? Yeah. It was one of the most egregious uses of curse words in the history of the Usual Suspects.
I didn't say a curse word, though.
You did. You did.
Nick got bailed you out, but you did.
I did not. What? Give me
Don't
the,
say
give
it
me
again.
You said something about a penis, but you used the wrong word, and you can't do that.
No, I said...
No, don't do it. Damn it, Jay. Don't do it.
The letter. I said the letter. Isn't that a nickname for the Cowboys? Isn't it? Is it not? Yes or no?
No, it's a nickname for the city. Big
D. Little D.
Big D is the nickname for Dallas.
Little D, what are you
going to
tell us so about?
Hey, don't say Little D. Don't be disrespectful. Okay, so look, I told y'all. 23 to nothing. We lost 23 to the Mo City Darn. Like, I woke up to the block field goal and the touchdown, and I knew we were going to lose. But you don't score no points.
Did you just call Andrew Luck the Mo City Darn?
Dawn. And he was talking about Zero, the rapper.
Mo City Darn. You know, Zero, the rapper.
23 to Zero.
We lost 23 to Zero.
I saw that tweet, yes. I thought there was a new nickname for Andrew Luck.
Hey, I wasn't just the only one. I'm not just gassing up my own tweet. A lot of people did that on Facebook. I just tweeted it and tagged y'all in it. So I'm not trying to gas up my own tweet. But all jokes aside, like, I watched the game, and those are the same Cowboys that beat the Eagles. The Eagles were just that bad. I mean, come on. I didn't even mention last week that bogus offensive interference call, the fumble that they recovered. We should not have won that game. And Indy showed us exactly who we are coached by.
Are you going to win the division, Jay? And are the Eagles going to beat the Texans? You're a Cowboy fan. Give me your real honest opinion.
About what, the division?
Are they going to win the division? And are the Eagles going
to... Oh, we can win the division, but we're going to lose the first round of playoffs. I mean, that's it.
Are the Eagles going to beat the Texans?
Hopefully, you say what?
Are the Eagles going to beat the Texans?
I really want y'all to beat the Eagles just because. And unlike most Cowboys and Houston fans, I support the Texans as long as they're not playing us. So y'all need a win anyway, and we need y'all to help us win the division. But even if we win the division, we're not getting out the first round. Well,
all Dallas has to do is win out. Appreciate the call, Fort Worth, Jay. All Dallas has to do is win out. It's the Bucks and the Giants.
Yeah.
It's not too much to ask, and you need them to lose. If you're Philly and Washington, you need to win out.
And they play each other. Draft picks.
Both Philly and Washington play each other for the last game of the season, so someone's automatically going to be eliminated. So now you're like, well, which team has a better shot? Well, the Eagles play the Texans, and the Redskins play the Titans. I think those are two evenly matched things. So all Dallas has to do, they don't have to worry about Philly and Washington, you know. Just win out. That's all you got to do.
And
is
I
beat
wouldn't
the
say
Bucks.
It from that perspective, but I'm
and
saying.
And I think they could beat the Bucks, and I think they can beat the Giants.
So you guys are on board with what I said at the very beginning of the year and how the Cowboys were going to win the division? You and
Nick,
Joel?
Kudos to you. You did call that.
I don't recall that.
I am the smartest man alive!
Yeah, I believe.
I like how Nick sets us up to get Sounders. We never get Sounders.
No,
though.
No.
He's the only one that gets Sounders.
That's the way it works.
We get isolated.
You know what I'm going
to
start doing?
We get isolated audio to make us look bad.
I'm going
to
start using my phone.
I wouldn't know how to do I'm still using the rotary.
Well, I'm going to download a DJ horn, and I'm just going to start using my phone for my own sounders because I can't count on Nick.
I'm still struggling with turning the ringer down by taking that dial on the side of the phone to try and get it to be more silent when it rings at night. Because after 8, it's annoying.
Is it?
Yes.
I think the Cowboys are in the driver's seat for sure. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They are.
Yeah, I think they're obviously they should. But it begs the interesting question with the Eagles not being out of it, because you just mentioned a whole bunch of different incidents and scenarios, I should say, with teams that were out of it. So they're more likely to want to get the draft picks anyway. They're not looking to be overzealous to get wins. But when you talk about the Texans now, they're playing a team still in it that made the change to Nick Foles. Peterson came out yesterday and said Foles will again be the starter this week. And look, they did what everybody said couldn't be done. They beat the Rams. They were a double-digit underdog. They beat the Rams by double digits. They beat them on their home field. Now they come home. They host a Texans team where the Texans need a win. The Eagles need a win. It's going to be an interesting scenario. You and I both said it's going to be a really tough game for the Texans, and Foles looked good.
He did look good.
So
suck it, Nick. There you go. I got my own DJ.
Terrible production.
I don't need you. I don't need you. I can do it myself. How'd you like that, Joel? We're over here. We're doing our thing, Joel. I'm not worried about him.
We're still
no more.
Working on Wayback Wednesday.
Huh? Yeah, I'm not worried about him. No, but you're right. The Cowboys are in the driver's seat. The Eagles, they're going to go with Foles. They've got to win out as well. I don't know. If I'm having to pick right now, the Cowboys have the better road, and they're in the driver's seat. So,
but if I'm the Texans, I'm a little worried about the team I'm playing.
Are you?
Yeah, because they played well last week. Now, you could have a huge letdown. I heard Fred talking about that the other night. They could have a huge letdown, or they could continue to build momentum and say, hey, been there, done that with this guy. We could do it again.
That's right.
And come in like a bulldozer.
Well, speaking of letdowns, I don't want you guys to let down your spouse and significant other this holiday season. Make them happy. Make her happy. Be a hero in your house. And you do that by getting jewelry. And the only place in the city of Houston to get a great deal on a diamond, a tennis bracelet, a watch, or what have you, is my guy Mark Klein of Klein's Fine Jewelry. Mark, how can you help the people this holiday season?
Hey, you know, it's 6-7 days before Christmas. It's amazing. All the EFC listeners are in here. They pull up right to the front. It's better than going to a mall or going to a half-price sale that's you come in at Klein's Jewelry, you have everything in stock, whether it's diamond pendants, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets, and compare the price. And that's what I tell them all the time when they come in. I say, have you shopped at all? Am I the last place or the first place? If I'm the last place, then you know. Then you know the price is going to be better than anywhere else in the city. If I'm the first place, check around, call me on the phone. I'll quote you my price over the phone. It'll be the best deal in the city of Houston. Plain and simple. I've been doing it since 1990. My dad had it since 1969. Please give us a call, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, or check us out on KleinsJewelry.com. We're located at Fountain View and Westheimer. Give us a call, 832-316-1388. We're going to take care of you. The best deal in the city of Houston on loose diamonds, diamond rings, diamond bracelets, whatever it is.
And when it comes to jewelry, Klein's Jewelry is the place to be. In fact, my wife said for Christmas she wanted me to take one of her old rings and have it dipped. So, Mark, I'm going to come see you this week, man.
Good. We do it right here.
There you go. Klein's Fine Jewelry. Make sure you hit him up. He gave you the number, 832-316-1388. Mark, we'll talk to you soon, bud.
Thanks, bud.
There you go. Klein's Jewelry. Klein'sJewelry.com. All right, this is ESPN 97.5 Usual Suspects. We'll be back right after this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee-deep, hour number 3. Final hour. Flying by, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. We appreciate the simulcast. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. I saw AJ in the hallway, so therefore I realized Blitz is in studio today. And just a quick reminder that Friday is the big listener appreciation holiday party extravaganza all day for ESPN 97.5 listeners and, of course, SportsMappers. So Mark Klein and Klein's Fine Jewelers, who Barry just got done speaking with, that the morning
show celebration starts over there. They always blow it out over there. I heard him talking this morning about quesadillas being brought in and all kinds of food and beverages and Olympic games and all kinds of stuff for the listeners. So it goes from Klein's at 11. It goes over to Nick's up Westheimer a little bit. And then at Nick's place, it'll be Charlie, us, and the Blitz, and more fun and games to be had there at one of our most loyals as well as Klein's, and that'd be Nick's place. So we're going to have a fun day on Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I hope my back is better so I can get into some of those 7-on-7 drills. I don't know if we're doing that. I just made
You know, Mark Klein's a hell of a kicker.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, they used to kick it over Westheimer. They used to do That's a right. lot of crazy stuff. A
lot of chugging milk and lots of people vomit.
Yeah.
They did like Oklahoma drills. It gets wild at the Christmas party. If you've not been to to a Klein's Christmas party, you need to take off work or do whatever it is you need to do to get out there. It is a blast.
And Thrive Plus.
And get some Thrive
Plus ready to go.
Because that's also going to be needed. By the way, a couple folks reminded me that the Cowboys do have the tiebreak in the division, so they only have to win one more game. It is true in a way, but it does get a little bit hairy because if the Redskins do win out, they split that season the season series with the Redskins. They do have the tiebreak over the Eagles, but then you go to division record and the Cowboys would if they lost to the Giants. They would still have it by one game in the division over the division record. So
look, let's be real. The Redskins are somehow miraculously pulled out a win against a really bad Jags team a week ago, but they're awful. And Mark Sanchez sat down and Josh Johnson now.
Yeah, Josh Johnson is your hope.
He got his first win in like 5 or 6
it's
years.
It's pretty much over. I mean, if I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm like there's no way. I mean, there is they haven't clinched, but. The chances of it, I mean, you're talking, if this were, is it Wednesday? What are the odds? I'd like 2%, 3% that the Cowboys don't win this division. So it's all over but the shouting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, you want to get your boy Q-Ball in here?
Let's do it. Q-Ball, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, I told you guys a couple of weeks back, I think I called you guys and told you all, are the Texans really what their record says they are. You know, I'm telling you guys, I called at that time, and they were, I think, 9-3, that the Texans would lose 3 out of their next 4 games. So they won one and lost one, and I guarantee they're going to lose the next 2. I'm not a Texan hater. I like the Texans, but I'm more of a realist. And I got a bad feeling that if the Cowboys are looking for the Texans' help, they're going to be stuck out of luck, too. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks for bringing up the spirits of the show, Q. Appreciate that. After all the positivity, you just completely crapped all over it. So we appreciate that, and given the holiday spirit.
There's nothing better than when someone calls and goes, guys, I told you so. I told you. I told you. I told you.
We've had 2 I told you so's in the hour.
They were going to lose 3 of their next 4. If this team loses to the Jags, then they deserve whatever bad stuff happens. That's a bad football team.
You don't Jags believe are a bad Cody football Kessler team. Can lead them to victory?
It's a bad football team. If they lose that game, then they deserve whatever ill will happens to them
AJ Bouye
in the playoffs.
Fired up to come back.
Right. Even the Eagles team, man, as banged up as they are, that secondary, you should be. Deshaun Watson should have 450 yards through the air.
Okay,
if they could create a pocket for him.
I'm completely with you on the secondary, but we talked about it yesterday. Extending plays and the offensive line are going to lend itself to the Eagles teeing off with their front 7. Long is better than average, and like Fletcher Cox is wreaking havoc. It could be a problem.
If you want to be taken seriously as one of the best teams in the AFC, then you should not have a problem being
Absolutely.
Philly on the road.
And that's why I think it'll be a problem.
You think it's going to be?
Where you got them in your power rankings this week?
Who?
Your Houston Texans.
Well, I didn't do them this week.
I'm not saying because we were going to get into them. What ESPN said for power rankings.
I still think they're a top.
Are they still a top 8 in your mind?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Top 5?
Top 3.
You stop it. You bite your tongue. You've been drinking.
Yeah, they're not a top 3.
You've been taking cold medicine. Top 5 to me, I can't put them there because we talked about the 3 teams who have scuffled, which were Chiefs, Saints, Rams. Those were untouchable basically the whole season.
Chiefs, Saints, Rams. I would add the Chargers and the Bears are probably better than this team right now. I think the Patriots are scuffling and struggling.
Steelers.
I think the Steelers.
Just beat the Patriots.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It was entertaining.
Okay, so take one of those teams. So there's your 6. So there's 7. There's somewhere around 7 or 8.
I can go with that.
There's somewhere around 7 or 8.
See, because I think if you use the the AJ Pythagorean theorem of win, rankings based on winnability.
Yeah.
I think those are all teams that beat the Texans. But I think they beat Baltimore. I think I really do. I think they'll beat the Colts in a playoff game.
Okay.
I think that those are teams that I see them beating. But I don't. I just don't. I'm just not a believer yet that against the top five teams in this league, and then you even said six, I just don't see them winning those games by being balanced and excelling on all three aspects of the game.
I think this is a team that could beat the Patriots. They played them really well at the beginning of the year. The Patriots aren't good up front.
But that's stopping their kryptonite.
The run, but that's okay. But the Patriots, you look at defensively, Patriots aren't a good defensive team. They can't stop the run, and that's the Texans' bread and butter. And if the Texans can run the ball against that and you can keep Tom Brady off the field, that's a winnable game. I mean, they've played the Patriots really close the last couple of years, and I know close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but that's not you can't convince me that's not a winnable game. And now, if you want to tell me that they can't beat the likes of the Rams or the Saints or the Chiefs, okay. But again, this is the Texans literally have a chance in just about every game they play if, and it's a big if, they can control the ball. And if they can run the ball like they've been able to in the past, dude, with their defense that they have, and that's a legitimately stout defense that they have out there, they have a chance in the playoffs to make a run. I'm not suggesting Super Bowl. I'm not even suggesting AFC title game, but I'm not worried about that first round or two for them in the playoffs.
No, I think they should win their first round game, but I think home field is vitally important. Yeah, and I think that, you know, they control their own destiny, but that's why this game becomes even bigger against the Eagles, because of the fact that I just think that if they have any chance at all of beating a New England, they got to do it here. They can't do it there. And like I said, whether you call it kryptonite or not, they just haven't been able to have that formula to beat the Patriots. And if this is going to be the year that they're in it with a chance to win it, it's got to come with home field. So it's vitally important to take care of your business this week. And in the process, you know, take care of the Eagles and put them out of their misery.
The two teams that I think scare me more to face, and this is going to sound crazy, and I'm probably going to take a lot of heat for this, but I feel like because their bread and butter is running the ball, Steelers and the Patriots aren't really that stout up front at stopping the run. And that's how you can prolong a playoff game and a playoff run. Run the ball, ball control, keep good quarterbacks off the field, and both of them have that. Chargers, however, and the Ravens, the two wild card teams right now, are really good up front and really adept at stopping the run. Yeah. That would scare me more to face either one of them. So if you had to face the Chargers because they beat the Steelers, I would be more worried about facing the Chargers and if the Texans do hang on and keep that, you know, get that first round bye with the number two seed, then you're looking at either facing the Steelers or the Chargers. Man, I think I'd rather face the Steelers at this point. The
Steelers right now, though, I would just say from a defensive perspective, a defense that's gotten better and becomes the hot defense, Bud Dupree, TJ Watt, Hayward. You got guys in their front seven that have been getting better and better, getting back to form, starting to play really good football. You saw that. I give you New England, because New England is just a crapshoot defensively, mm-hmm. right? And when Brady's not connecting and he's overthrowing and missing targets like he did, they're a totally different ball club. But I think the best team of all those teams you mentioned, you're right. The Chargers' defense is the best by far. I mean, the Chargers, when you talk about the back end of the defense, solid and getting better, Bosa, the anchor on a defensive line with a linebacking core that's above average. And then Phillip Rivers on the offensive side of the ball. As long as Melvin Gordon comes back healthy, and it turns out they did the right thing by resting him, boy, the Chargers could be getting hot on every aspect of the game when they need it most to be a team no one wants to face.
So I think Baltimore's defense is probably the best in the playoffs in the AFC.
You think so?
I think so. I think Baltimore's defense is probably the best. But I'll say this. I think the Chargers might be the most well-rounded team in the AFC.
Absolutely. When you talk about,
I agree with you on that. Defensively and offensively, all things considered, Chargers might be the most well-rounded, but I think Baltimore has. They're just offensively, they don't scare you as much. But I think that Ravens defense is.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll continue to watch that. But a big one this week for both teams, the Eagles and the Texans, and the news that we mentioned during the course of that discussion is the fact that Nick Foles will continue to be the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Although Carson Wentz was not put on IR. I'm not sure why they're keeping him hanging around unless it's that safety valve in case they really need the last game of the regular season. And I still don't think he plays, but We'll see. All right, right now, before we go to break, I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. The holidays are upon us, and you know, time's running out on Christmas shopping. It's not running out on furniture, because if you still are having people over to the house, or you want to upgrade the furniture before the holidays and you think you've run out of time, you certainly haven't with Gallery Furniture, because of the fact that you still get what they always do all year long, and that is, if you buy your furniture today, you get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, you're going to have that furniture at your front door. They're going to deliver it, and they're going to have it in stock. There's no back order slips. What you see on the showroom floor, it's available. That includes all three locations. So Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area, and of course, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Park, are both ways. Regardless of which of the three locations you choose, if you pick out furniture and you buy it, it will be at your door within 3 to 4 hours. They're going to take care of you for the holidays. And when they do, the people that are going to be sitting at your table or sitting in your living room furniture or checking out a game in your man cave, they're going to love what they're sitting in, because it's all solid wood American-made furniture from brands like Stickley and Tempur-Pedic and Stearns & Foster. It's quality furniture. It's going to last a long time, delivered to your door the same day at a quality price. Because the one thing that Mac always stresses is the one thing that matters to you most. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Been having a great show again today, covering a whole lot of topics. You missed anything? Go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab. You can click on the previous hours of the show while you're there, download the app. And if you're bored and you're scanning the internet, SportsMap.com has a ton of new content, including a couple videos I did. I just did one to cover what we just talked about, the signing of Michael Brantley.
Oh, nice.
And I did one on a holiday wish list for Houston fans about what would you want if you asked for something for Christmas, what would you want most? A Texans title? Another Astros title? Or the rare possibility of a Rockets title?
Oh, there was no nudity on there? Like,
I leave that to others, not me.
Okay.
So, I stay fully clothed to do the people a favor.
No, I didn't want you to be nude.
Oh, that's my holiday gift.
Oh, gosh.
You're welcome.
No, thank you.
Yeah, carry on.
So I saw this thing on Bro Bible where they talked about how many people have ever existed on the planet. So if I asked you guys to throw out a number without cheating, without looking.
I'm not looking, which you accuse me of all the time.
Yeah, because you always manage to somehow just magically guess the exact number. How many people do you think have been on this planet? Total, from the beginning of time, from the very first Homo sapien till now. Don't dump that, Nick. I know you don't know what that means, but man. How many people do you think have been on this planet?
Like, billions.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure it out. Okay, I'll say 27 billion.
Okay. Nick, do you have a guess? How many people total from the beginning of mankind? How many human bodies have existed on this planet between the beginning of mankind and now?
10 million. 10 billion, excuse me.
I was going to say 10 billion.
I wanted to go a little bit less.
Many have slept with the Kardashians. Like a third, what are you talking about?
Like a third of what Joel said. He said 27 billion. Like,
you're going to go 10 billion?
Like, I'm going to go 10 billion.
108.5 billion people have been on this earth. So
I win. Closest without going, yeah. going over.
They said that humanity first showed up around 50,000 BC. In the coming millennia, that number would slowly rise to take on. We hit the 1 million people on the planet mark 40,000 years after 50,000 BC. And then they say that there were when the woolly mammoths were in at 8,000 BC, humanity managed to reach the 1 billion mark. At around 8,000 BC. That number has ballooned to over 47 billion people on the planet when Jesus made his grand entrance.
Man.
So at, 1 AD, there had already been 47 billion people on the planet. And then they just talk about how it keeps growing after that. We hit three commas in 1804, and now we're at 108.5 billion people. That's when you think about where do you store all those, like,
doesn't it also come down to making sure you realize it's really not just all about you.
Dude,
not when you got numbers like that.
But when you think about the fact that there were literally millions of people in 50,000 BC or 40,000 BC, I'm like, how? That would suck so bad to not be able to go get a Starbucks. Like, you're just eating woolly mammoth and plants, and then no one's bathing.
You're asking for garden tips.
Yeah, you don't have any way.
You got to grow the right food.
God, that would just
until you
suck.
Kill the right yak. I don't know.
right?
I mean,
it would suck to be a caveman. That would have been the worst. And you know, once they got like the fire or wheel, they were like, "Yo, it would have sucked to have been a caveman without a wheel." And they were like, "We've made it, y'all. We got a wheel."
Forget how cold it is in your studio. We got a fire. That's a fire.
I don't know what we do with this wheel, but we got a wheel to wheel stuff. We can wheel things. Man.
No, wheel to wheel was what they had before they had the phone modem.
Wheel to wheel.
Okay.
See what you did there.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's give an RIP.
Okay.
Shlemiel Shlemazo. Austin Pfeffer Incorporated. Yeah.
Look at you.
The dreams, if they were made to come true, they did. But rest in peace, Penny Marshall. Penny Marshall Laverne on Laverne and Shirley, died Monday night at the age of 75. Big Laker fan, had the courtside seats. After her acting, went on to be a big-time producer-director. Complications from diabetes, her publicist said. Mm. But yeah, I mean, 75 years, pretty good life. But boy, in terms of success, I mean, she was... Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days were huge.
Very big. And she was a really good director, too. She had some hit movies, I believe, she directed
She
as
sure
well.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did Jumpin' Jack Flash as one of her first ones. She did Big with Tom Hanks. She did A League of Their Own.
Who did she play in Big?
She was the producer-director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are the movies she produced and directed. So, League of Their Own grossed over $100 million. Jumpin' Jack Flash and Big and Jumpin' Jack Flash was close to it. So she had some massive films, as well as being the actor in one of the two main characters in Laverne and Shirley. And Awakening, starring Robert De Niro and Robin Williams, was nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture. So she had a whole lot of success. Rest in peace, Penny Marshall.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It's very sad. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Did you know how to do the floss? Don't make a
floss. I'm
going
to tell you something right now. I've actually tried it a few times.
Have you?
I've seen these kids doing it.
Do it
going,
for the camera.
No chance.
What?
No chance.
Do you
and
know
then
how to
I
floss,
saw
Nick?
A couple
floss?
Of TV shows. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
couple
dance.
Of TV shows where they're trying to get people. I saw the cast of Ted Danson's new show try to teach Ted Danson how to do it.
I wonder if like Alfonso Ribeiro will come out with a how to floss VHS tape like he did on the breakdancing VHS tape.
You talk about someone that asks someone to do something. That's got to be annoying because everywhere he goes, and I've
Carlson?
Seen him at golf tournaments and everything, and when the cameras aren't on, he's still good about doing it. But when the cameras are on, boy, because he knows that is his bread and butter.
Yeah. So apparently the kid that came up with the floss, which became popular in Fortnite. You're a Fortnite guy, right?
I am. And it's an incredibly popular dance.
It's a victory dance in Fortnite. And apparently the kid that said he created it is suing Fortnite for stealing his dance. And this isn't the only dance that they've stolen that they're being sued for. Alfonso Ribeiro is suing them, as is 2 Milly. And we all know who 2 Milly is.
Is he related to Lil Baby?
No, he's related to 1 Milly. I don't know who the hell 2 Milly is. But apparently 2 Milly, Backpack Kid, and Alfonso Ribeiro are suing Fortnite for stealing their dances.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, the Astros, whenever they won a game last year, did the Fortnite dance in the outfield. That's what they did.
They did.
Yep.
And but I don't know which one that was.
I don't either.
That wasn't the floss.
Nope.
That was the one where they just shake their tookus.
Yeah, when you go to any Rockets game, the big screen.
Uh-huh.
All the kids are doing that
flossing.
Dance.
The floss thing, right?
But they're calling it the Fortnite dance. They're not calling it
right.
The floss.
Can you floss? Can you do it?
I cannot.
Try
you,
it.
Obviously, you
put
looked
on
it
Producer
up on Google,
Cam.
So you know what we were talking about.
I did, because I didn't know it was called the floss. But I call it the Fortnite dance because I see all the kids do it.
Right.
It's and I think
floss.
It's fun when kids do it. I think it's funny,
you
but it is getting old.
You should come in here and try it.
I will totally do it on camera, by the
come
way.
Come in here.
No,
it.
Not right now.
No.
No, Barry, do it with your phone.
Like, I'd have to have a group of people, like, we'll do the floss together.
Why do you have to have help?
It'd be fun.
Yeah. Why can't
like
you just...
It's like line dancing.
You need a group of people. It's not. It's nothing like line dancing.
Yeah.
That's butt floss.
What?
What's butt floss?
What does that have to do with...
When you're line dancing, because then you can... No, but then you can get closer when you do the flossing.
He just wanted a reason to say butt floss.
Well, maybe.
That had nothing to do with line dancing or...
I mean, I just want to come up with a stupid enough dance so I can sue somebody for stealing it. I don't know if they're going to get anything, but Carlton, I think he has the legit.
Now, since Carlton's...
Are you kidding me?
Dance,
yeah, dude, you can't be stealing white people.
You cannot steal the Carlton dance.
But if Carlton's dance is part of a show, does he get credit for it?
He made it prevalent. He's the one that made it popular.
It was part of a show, so who owns it?
White people. Carlton stole the dance from white people. So that has been the white man's go-to dance for years, and Carlton stole it. Don't give me that.
Wrong. I mean, Carlton, Dale, we put them all in that category, dude. Like, it's
Dale.
Wow.
Dale, yeah. I bet you Dale could do the Carlton.
I guarantee
before
you
he could
do the Carlton. Guaranteed.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't try to... No.
You guys, Alfonso Ribeiro, just leave me alone. I'm not here to defend myself.
He's
going to
be cutting checks
care.
For 70 cents to every white dude on the planet if he wins this lawsuit, because that's... That's our dance, okay? He may have popularized it.
We
invented it.
I give credit to the guy who made it more prevalent. Sorry.
You don't give any credit
but
to the inventor.
But if it happened on a show, nope. I don't know how he can claim ownership of it.
Well,
I don't know how, I don't know saying. That he can unless he's placed some sort of copyright. I would imagine
the copyrights would be interesting if he has that, because that would be key
or
in a lawsuit.
Or whatever the correct word is.
So here's a fun fact that I didn't know that I don't think I wanted to know.
Oh?
Do you know who Penny Marshall was married to?
Danny DeVito.
Close in terms of the attractive factor.
Who?
Rob Reiner.
Oh.
And they had a kid.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I have a theory, though. My theory has always been ugly people make pretty babies. So I bet their
baby
is...
In the break, we are going to find a picture of their offspring.
Okay.
To see if you
hold
are
up
right.
My theory? Okay.
Yes, we will check that out
that
during the break.
But that was from 71 to 81. You know.
Well, we'll look at progressional
years
pictures.
Ago.
How about that?
Okay. And
40
also,
years ago.
After the break, just go to my Instagram and we'll have Nick doing the floss.
Oh, boy.
I'm
coming
you didn't
in see
there.
That
you're
coming,
floss.
Nick. Wow.
I got to practice first.
No, you're going to do it. We're going to
get
your practice,
I got to practice.
Don't be a Virginia. Just do this.
You do the floss.
You should have came up with the idea first, and I would have.
Yeah, sure.
Boom. Suck it, Nick.
See Nick suck it next. We got one segment to go on the big show. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, we're back. Final segment of the show. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing, so we've got that covered. During the break, lots of festivities happening here in the hallways. The annals of Gal Media.
Wow.
One found out an interesting fun fact. Tracy Reiner, the daughter of Rob Reiner and Penny Marshall, was not fathered by Rob.
Okay.
He adopted her.
Oh,
Penny had her.
They didn't have a kid together?
No.
So there goes that theory.
Yeah, and then when you look at her, that theory would have been out the window anyway, but...
Well, you don't know what her dad looks like.
That's true. But mom put her in Big, A League of Their Own. She's an actress.
Okay.
She was in Apollo 13.
Oh,
When Harry Met Sally. So she was in...
this must be nice.
Quite a few pictures.
Must be nice. So I have disappointing news for everyone.
Yeah.
Nick's of Virginia.
Meow.
He wouldn't do the floss. He kept, I got to look it up, bro. I got to look it up. And then he was like, it's just not in my Googles. It's not, I don't have nothing, man. I can't find nothing. But you know who can do it? Jong. Jong Lee made Nick look stupid.
He did it?
He knew exactly what it was and did it. And Nick was like, that's not the Fortnite dance. That's not the floss. And then he did some weird thing that looked like one of the extras in Thriller. And I don't know what it was. but he said, that's the Fortnite dance. And no, that just looked like one of the zombies from The Walking Dead. You did nothing of the kind.
I'm going to do the floss. I'm going to do the Fortnite dance. Whatever it's called, let me just perfect it first.
Okay, now when I came in studio
I'll
to
challenge
record
Zhong
you,
Li to a Fortnite
I
dance.
Had like 5 minutes of video, and none of it was of Nick doing the floss. It was him avoiding doing the floss. But I am going to hold it. I'm going to put this out in the public right now, and I'm going to hold you to it. Because he said, I tell you what I'll do. At the Christmas party at Klein's, I'll do the floss. So you're going to do it at Klein's.
I will do it at Klein's.
Okay.
You got it.
On the 21st.
Deal.
Okay. Christmas party.
All right.
No backing out. No excuses. No being in Virginia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just go to the Knicks place and not go to Klein's. But
no, what?
Nothing.
No, you have to. You can't. The people demand it now. Like, it's out in the open. What am I looking at here?
That's Tracy Reiner as a younger person.
Okay.
So not bad, right? And that was her in A League of Their Own.
Okay.
So, and I don't know if the father was an actor or not, but I do want to ask you a question.
Okay, ask me a question.
What do you think Penny Marshall's worth was? Her net worth?
She directed some movies.
A couple of big movies.
Yeah.
Long
I'm
going to
say
career.
15 mil.
45.
Damn.
So she made some bucks in her day.
She did make some bucks.
45 mil ain't bad. She can afford those Lakers courtside seats.
I wonder what the residuals were from Laverne and Shirley.
Because you got to believe, because like Seinfeld and some of these really popular shows, you can make more money than when you were making the shows in just the syndication. When the shows are and the reruns are running and every time they run in a market and you just keep, you get checks for making stuff that you made once, you're getting, every time it runs, it airs, you're getting more money.
It's a good gig to have. I wish that when they run the Best of the Usual Suspects, they send us checks.
That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
Man.
Yeah.
I would not
all
mind
over that.
Now, I do know, like, I have some folks that have, like, bits that get played on, like, Comedy Central Radio or, you know, all the different comedy channels. Yeah. And they'll get a check for, like, $1.40.
But Lisa gets them.
Doesn't pay much.
Lisa was in a bad, I want to say a Bruce Willis film.
Oh, really?
And she still gets residual checks for like $1.45. And
I was in Selena, and I don't get anything.
Were you an extra in Selena? Really?
I was. I was a SWAT team member in Selena.
Were you really?
And I got day pay, and that was it.
Hmm.
I don't get any residuals. It was non-SAG role. It was just like, you can see my butt like three times, and then you see me run by the screen real fast.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go watch Selena so I can catch you and your butt. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, you know what? I was a damn good SWAT team member.
His
I
butt could probably do the floss better than you, but you said you were going to do it.
You
didn't
attempt
it?
You didn't attempt it?
Guess who didn't get away? Yolanda Saldivar, when I was on the case. When I was the SWAT team member, she didn't get away. We held her down in that car. By the way, I got to meet J-Lo back in the day doing that movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I met her on the side of American Idol as a production assistant. Yeah.
And I got to meet her. I got to meet her, but I also got to meet Edward James Olmos on the set. And he's handsome.
Wasn't he did the principal movie at the Rough High School? I forget what.
Stand By Me?
Stand By Me.
Or Lean On Me?
Maybe.
No, Lean On Me was, what's his name?
Not Morgan Freeman.
Yeah,
Freeman. I'm talking about Edward James Olmos was also in a movie like that, was he not?
Go to jail then. You smoke crack.
Huh?
I thought Edward James Olmos. I'll look it up. No. But by the way, J-Lo, I was thinking about this for some reason last night. A-Rod, you want to talk about a charmed life?
Oh, man.
Holy cow. Just from a baseball perspective alone, right? And then surviving the steroids thing and all the money he made in the first $25 million a year guy. And then you end up with J-Lo?
Dude, you're just winning in life.
Good Lord, winning?
Stand and deliver.
Freaking forget the Hall of Fame if you ever get in.
Yeah.
You got roids, a Hall of Fame life, Chief.
Those roids really paid off. Stand and Deliver was the movie you're looking
yes,
for.
That's
everyone's
exactly
chiming
right
in with. I don't
Thank
know if
you.
I've seen that.
I saw it. It was a good movie. Do you want to get this before we go?
Brandon wants to talk Fortnite before we get
started
up there.
This.
We've got to hurry, Brandon. You've got like 30 seconds, bud. Go.
A great way to lose listeners is to hop in your truck and hear Joel scream, "See Nick suck it next." That is a really good way to get people not to watch the live stream. But, man, that's some chicken bleep stuff there. You're kind of pulling Nick, talking about how you're going to skip Klein's because you don't want to do the floss. I did the floss on Snapchat with my daughter, and I'm 30 damn years old.
Yeah, Nick.
So you can stand in a line. You say it's like a line dance. I challenge you at Klein's, man. I will show up just to do the floss. And you know what? I'm going to go stand lot and double dog dare you, bro.
Oh, in your face. Brandon's my man right there. In your face,
you got,
Nick.
You got people challenging you now?
Yes. Now you better practice.
I am. I really am going to practice.
Punk ass out there.
Because if he calls me out at
Klein's,
I can't have that.
Oh,
I can't have
that. My man Brandon will show up and
call
you out.
I can't have that, Brandon.
Francisco tweeted us a picture of him doing it. You better not watch
a picture?
That.
A picture doesn't count. I don't want a picture of you doing a dance.
No,
sorry.
A gif. Don't. And by the way, don't watch that for tips because it was not good.
Oh, my God. Did you just say? Okay. All right. Just going to wrap things up. The Blitz is coming up next. But before we get to the Blitz, I do want to tell you one more time. If you've got a golfer on your holiday gift list and you're looking for the perfect gift to get them, may I suggest PXG Golf Clubs? Because PXG Golf Clubs are the newest, the latest, and the greatest golf clubs out there. And they are better than any clubs on the market right now. And don't just take it from me. Take it from all the people that are out there giving them positive reviews. From the people that write and talk about golf that say that these are remarkable, the best golf clubs out there, undeniably the best. From tour pros to the pros at the local country clubs and golf teaching facilities who say they're insanely good. They live up to the hype and the fact that it doesn't hurt that these clubs have won on every major tour around the globe and even a college national championship. Every golfer wants to lower their scores, have more fun, hit better shots. Well, I'm telling you, these PXG golf clubs could have you on your way to doing all of that and more. They are put together by some of the best engineers in the golfing industry that have worked at different companies throughout their careers. They all came together to put together the perfect golf clubs. And if you have a golfer on your list, or maybe you just want to get better golf clubs, here's all you got to do. You call 844-PLAY-PXG. That's 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com and book a custom fitting. And you don't have to go anywhere out of the city to do it, because at the Club of Carlton Woods, right here in the Woodlands, you can get fitted for PXG golf clubs. And once you do and you hit these clubs, you are going to be sold like so many people that I just told you about are. They are great golf clubs, because at PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.